And Sister Louise is feeling better. I'm very happy for that. Let me put the study up and we shall pray and blow the trumpet. Come on. There you go. Not Shalom. What's not big all the way? It's as big as it's always been. Want a bigger? How's that? Anyway, we are one a Messiah congregation, Kahacha B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And I hope it's just a little piece because there's got to be more people somewhere. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this feast. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you today for hearing our prayers. Thank you for covering us in your holy blood, Father. We always ask you to cover us because we know we're just people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for answering our prayers, and I know that you heard us. I know there's response, and I just thank and praise you today for another day. May God bless this feast of weeks. May God touch everyone today, rejuvenate you, increase your faith today, give you understanding and wisdom beyond your imagination, and give you the fear of God. May God bring us more souls and show us where they're at. Father, we'll keep pursuing every opening that you open. So open doors for us, Father. Bless this day in Yeshua's name. Bless everything we do, the eating of the food, the singing we do, the conversations, the studies. We just thank and praise the Lord that we could proclaim Pentecost again, the 50th day in the 21st century, one more time in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. There it is right there. Chag Shavuot, Chag HaKetziah, and Pentecosti has three names. There it is. And of course, it's also the Sabbath. There's my website. Thank the Lord. It's still rolling back there. We're in Hohenwald, Tennessee. We have a German link too, but Brother Zach to give me some German studies. We have one on there. A little slack, but if you ever want to make any more, you're more than welcome. But anyway, there's our phone numbers. There's the email. I try to make everybody happy with links I make. Whatever. I have a new link now. It's called Apple for the people that have iPhones and iPads, and so now you could play the MP4s, which is also an MOV. So they play on Apple. So you can never say you can't. You know, you open up your QuickTime and you hit. When you have QuickTime, what you do is you make sure you click the little button that says play, because it's blank. That's the way it works. But anyway, today is June 16, 2019 in the 21st century. And today is Sivan 12. So here we are, and it's definitely bright out. That's what Siv means. There's the little word Siv right there. Splendid. Splendid. And everybody looks happy today. Well, I'm so happy we did it again. You know, it's just amazing that here we are almost 18, 19 years later, and another Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest. And here's the verse that we got everything from. We counted our seven Sabbaths. Leviticus 23, which we read many times. And today is the 50th day. So that means Pentecost in Greek. Our seven-week journey again, spiritually speaking, we observe in memorial to meet God again on Mount Sinai to receive the law, the Ten Commandments, and giving of the Holy Spirit. So this is a remembrance of all these things that took place in the past, and some things are still applicable for today. Because we remember our lives of slaves and our last lives of sin, which is Egypt, to the people of God, you know. And here we are, and it's offering time. So we thank everyone for the offerings that you'll give to God, because he says, let none appear before me empty. And that's where you get this from, Exodus 23. It says, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread, which we did. I love that unleavened bread. It says that thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days. I wish it was longer than that. As I commanded thee in the time appointed in the month of Haviv, when you came forth out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And then the feast of harvest, which we're in right now. The first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field. We don't have any harvest at the moment on our property. Which thou hast sown in thy field. The feast of, and then, of course, the feast of ingathering. That's the Feast of Tabernacles, which is at the going towards the end of the year, when you gather in the last of your labors and the last of your, you know, harvest. So three times, all the males, and they bring their families, shall appear before Yehovah. Yeah. So how did you do? Did you overcome anything for these last 7 weeks? Anything come at you and you made it through it? Made it through it today, huh? A little more happiness today. Yesterday was a little sadder, but today we burst through. Because God answers prayer, and he's always available. He is always available. That's one thing we have to remember. So obviously, today's study is the Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest, giving of the law and the Spirit of God. So we'll just read some Bible today. I know you don't mind that. Exodus 20, one of our favorite chapters, the giving of the Torah. God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yehovah your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And we were sort of in bondage to our last lives of sin, you know. We were lost, even though we thought, sometimes a lot of people here thought you were doing good too, but it was still bondage because you were tricked into your last life. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's right, no gods. Commandment one, you're not supposed to have any gods. Can't imagine having any other God. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above. You're not supposed to make anything, any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that is under the water. Thou shalt not bow down yourself to them. So obviously, if you don't make them, you have no problem. You're never going to bow down to nothing. For I, Yehovah, thy God, am a jealous God. God doesn't want you to serve them either. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and even the fifth and the sixth of anybody that hates them. That's any generation. But he shows mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. And I thank the Lord that we could be here keeping his commandments. And I thank the Lord that he loves us, that we could even be alive to proclaim this. Okay, we have a commandment here. Three, thou shalt not take the name of Yehovah thy God in vain. Today, a lot of people took his name in vain, singing praises to make-believe gods. For Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And, of course, we have many Sabbaths, seven Sabbaths in the Feast of God, and besides every weekly Sabbath. And we do remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. We do. And we're with holy people, which is very important, and a holy setting. There's nothing here that's breaking the Sabbath. 6 days we have to do all our work and do all our labor. The seventh day is the Sabbath of Yehovah thy God. In it, not supposed to do any work. So today we're not going to be tilling the land. We're not going to be weed eating or doing anything. In it, thou shalt not do any work. You, your son, your daughter, men servant, maid servant, any kind of animals you have, cattle, even anybody that's even just hired, any strangers within your gates. We don't have anybody that does that. 6 days, Yehovah made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and he rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Yehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So today's a very holy day, and because it is a Sabbath, even though it's not the weekly Sabbath. That was yesterday. But today's just the same thing. And then we have another commandment, five. Honor your father and mother. And this is the first commandment with promise, that your days may be long upon the land which Jehovah thy God gives you. So I honored my mother. My father was gone, but my mother actually kept the Sabbath. And that's about it. And then we have thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. A lot of these also you can look at spiritually and physically. Thou shalt not steal. You can do that physically or spiritually. You're not supposed to bear false witness. Everybody knows why, right? Because false witness is a lie. And you're not supposed to covet anything of your neighbors. And that means anything. From the wife down to the animals, down to anything, down to your flowers, down to your garden, to your tractor, to your
kitchen.
I mean, I don't want anything of anyone's, huh?
Kitchen utensils.
Yeah, even your kitchen utensils. Or your, I want your washing machine, you know. Anyway, and all the people saw the thundering, which we never seen, and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet. And the mountain smoking, when the people saw, they removed far. They stood afar off. I bet they did. They probably went far away. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear you. But let not God speak with us, or we're going to die like little babies. And Moses said unto the people, fear not. God has come to prove you, that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. That's really important. That's why it's nice to huddle up on the feast by yourself. I don't know what people do. It's scary. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And Yehovah said unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, you have seen, I have talked with you from heaven. Boy, I wish God can say a word to us from heaven. You shall not make me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and thou shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, and in all places where I record my name, I will come unto you and I will bless you. Praise the Lord. And if thou will make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone, for if thou lift up a tool upon it, you have polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps, even though a lot of people here now, the ladies are wearing pants, ladies' pants, that is. But, you know, back then they had different garments, so God didn't want to see any, make sure no nakedness is shown. Thou shalt not go up there by steps, for thou shalt... that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. God hates nakedness, and that's why it's really bad to watch movies where even men are half-dressed or ladies are scantily clad or however you want to say it. It's very terrible. I hate to even watch any of that stuff because it just promotes lust. So that was the giving of the Torah. Isn't that amazing? We missed all that. We just got the book now to read, but I guess it's still full of power. And then we got the giving of the Holy Spirit to the Jews. There was no Gentiles here. No Gentiles. And when the day of Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place like we are today. Just think, they came from all around the world to be here. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Could you imagine that? And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Not some make-believe prayer language that's made up today. And there was dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, just Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. So these are Jews came from every nation that spoke a different language, and they heard them speak. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? These apostles, how are they doing this? How hear we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? We're Jews from Parthians and Medes. We're Jews from the Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea, Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia Minor, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and in Egypt, and in parts of Libya around Cyrene, even strangers of Rome. We're Jews, and even new proselytes, newly ones, come to the faith. Cretes and Arabians, Jewish ones, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God, which I wish I could have heard that one too. I missed three studies, the two with Yeshua and then this one. Remember the two I mentioned yesterday? You have to think that over. And they were all amazed or were in doubt, saying one to another, what does this mean? So that's always, you always have those kind of people around. And then you always have the mockers. They said, these men are full of new wine. What does new wine have to do with speaking in everyone's language? But Peter, we have this bold person now, Peter, because he just got baptized. He stands up with the 11 and lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem today, be it known unto you and hearken to my words, for these men are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it's just the third hour of the day. It's just 9 o'clock or approximately. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. You forgot to read the prophets. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This is Joel 2. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Do you have any visions, young man? Any dreams? And upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days I will pour out my spirit, the handmaids, women? And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, doesn't matter who you are, whoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yahweh had said, and in the remnant of Jews whom Yahweh shall have called. Yeah. So then we go back to Acts 2, and it says, sounds like the same thing. Peter's quoting almost verbatim. He says, it shall come to pass in the last days, but that's almost 2,000 years ago. God said, God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Daughters are going to prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Just think, Peter's not reading this. He's from the Holy Spirit talking right through him. And on my servants and on my handmaids, and I'll pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I'll show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of Yahweh come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. You men of Israel, I see that you're not lost, but you're here right in front of me. You were scattered, but now a lot of you showed up in Jerusalem. Hear these words, Yeshua of Nazareth, a man approved of the Father among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know and have heard about it. The Messiah, Yeshua, him being delivered by the determinate counsel, Sanhedrin and the Gentiles and Herod and everybody else, and, of course, by the foreknowledge of God, because God knew this already was going to happen. He planned it. You have taken him by wicked hands, have crucified and slain, whom God the Father had raised up. He loosed the pains of death. He could conquer death, hell, and the grave, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Because it even says in the book of Psalms, I foresaw Yahweh always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Psalm 16, verse 8. I have set Yehovah always before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. This is a prophecy of the resurrection of the Messiah. For my flesh shall rest in hope. You know why? Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Neither will I suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. So Yeshua conquered death, hell, and the grave. Back to Acts 2. You have to know how to put Joel and Psalms and Acts and everything and all this together. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Peter is quoting, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Just Peter can go from Joel right to Psalms and just you know. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. And he goes, men and brethren and sisters, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and the sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, David was a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath, and that oath is in Psalms, that of the fruit of his loins, fruit of David's loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Messiah to sit on the throne. He's seeing this before, and here's how you know it was talking about the resurrection of the dead, spoke of the resurrection of Messiah, that his soul is not left in hell, neither did his flesh did see corruption. So you have to know those verses to prove Messiah's resurrection, right, in the Psalms and in Joel, right? This Yeshua had God raised up, whereof we're all witnesses. And that must have been, I mean, every time I think of that, I just think that was a time, I wish I was there at that time. You could have been a witness of the resurrection of the Messiah. Wow. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and have received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this, which you now see and hear. For the psalm is not talking about David ascending into the heavens. That's not talking about David, even though he's with God now. But he said himself, Jehovah said unto my Lord, the Messiah, sit on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Yeshua whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Oh. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts like, oh. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter's very bold. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. I say the same thing too. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. The same day were added to them about 3,000 souls. They weren't even fit in here. It'd be packed out. Huh? I think there's only 4,000 people in Hohenwald. This is 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, which was the doctrine of the Messiah, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And today, Lord willing, we shall break bread too. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And I thank God for doing miracles in our congregation, and healings, and strength, and encouragement. And all that believed were come together and had all things common, and they sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to every person, and every man had, as everyone had need. And they continuing, I guess this would be a natural. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, because the temple was still there, breaking bread from house to house. That's what Yeshua taught them. And they'd eat their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And of course, the Lord is the one who adds to the ecclesia daily, such as should be saved. And I wish God would send someone here. Praise the Lord. So the giving of the Spirit now to the Gentiles. That was to the Jews and now to the Gentile believers. Acts 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house and gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. So here's a devout person. Wow. And he saw in a vision, he must have been young, he had a vision, evidently about the ninth hour, let's see, that's approximately 3 o'clock. He saw an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him,
Cornelius.
And when he looked on him, he was afraid. He says, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell you what you ought to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. And on the morrow, as they went on their journey, they drew nigh unto the city, and Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. About noon. Noonish. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. God was showing him something. He saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him. And it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. You picture that, right? A sheet, four corners let down to the earth. We're on all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, fowls of the air. And there came a voice to them saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Obviously, this has a spiritual meaning, yes, these people are accepted and you could associate yourself with them. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, don't you ever call common. Wow. This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again unto heaven. That's how you know it's God, when something happens more than once. Always test the spirits. And while Peter, he doubted himself what the vision which he had seen should mean, all of a sudden, these men, which were sent from Cornelius, had made inquiry for Simon's house, stood by the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. And Peter thought on the vision, while he's thinking on this vision, these unclean animals, what can this be? The Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek for you. The Spirit said that. Did you catch that? Arise, therefore, get you down and go with them, doubting nothing. The Spirit says, God said, I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause whereof you are come? Then said Cornelius, I sent the centurion, a just man, and one that fears God and a good report among all the nations of Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for you into his house and to hear words from you. Peter's like, really? And went, then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And on the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped Peter. That's how much he feared God. And Peter said, took him up, saying, stand up. I myself, I'm just a man. Don't ever do that. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And Peter said unto them, I guess now the revelation came to him. He says, you know how that it is unlawful for a man that's a Jew to keep company or come into one of another nation. Come unto one of another nation. But God had showed me that I should not call any man, not food, any man, common or unclean. And for the people that's told somebody that we don't allow, only allow Jews in our room on How Talk, may God curse them, their tongue, because that's a lie. Because we are just like, we believe the same thing. God, anyone, we don't call anyone that God has cleansed, common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I sent for you. I asked therefore what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, about 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. That's a fast. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius. So if you fast and pray, this might happen to you. Your prayer is heard, and your alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Praise the Lord. Send therefore to Joppa and call for hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he comes shall speak unto you. And immediately, not even hesitating, immediately, therefore, I sent to you, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And Peter, obviously no rehearsed speech here, no canned pitch. Peter, speaking by the Holy Ghost, he opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I do perceive God that God is no respecter of persons. Praise the Lord. Neither shall we be. But in every nation, anyone that fears God and works righteousness is accepted of God. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yeshua the Messiah, he is Lord of all. Amen. Hallelujah. The word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee and after the baptism which John preached, how God had anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's how you get oppressed by the devil. For God was with Yeshua. And we are witnesses of all these things. They were live witnesses, which he had did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Messiah, God, him, Yeshua, God raised up the third day and showed him openly. And not to everyone, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, the apostles, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is the one that is in the Tanakh, it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and dead. To him, Yeshua, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes on him shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter spoke these words, All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, which believed the word, they were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that now on the Gentiles also were poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know that? Because they heard them speak with tongues and they magnified God. Then Peter said, well, brother Jewish brothers, can any of you guys forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as us? They're equal to us. And he commanded them, of course, no one even said a word. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Yeshua. And of course, they prayed. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days, Peter. So we see another instance of the baptism at Ephesus. Wasn't that a beautiful story? Acts 19, and it came to pass while Apollos, a good brother, was at Corinth, Paul, passing through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. Paul was always traveling, getting that word out, finding certain disciples. We have to go find some disciples too. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost? He told I always love this. He told Apollos, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And he said unto him, he said unto Paul, he said, I never even heard so much whether there be any Holy Ghost. What do you mean? And Paul said unto him, unto them, because there were some people there, he said unto them, unto what were you baptized? And they said, John's baptism. He goes, oh, okay. He said, then said Paul, John verily just baptized. He's the forerunner of Messiah. He just verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on the Messiah, which should come after him, that is on Messiah Yeshua. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Yeshua. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And there was another 12 right there. Praise the Lord. So, in closing, this is not a long study today, but we see that the Holy Ghost is available, and the evidence of that is speaking in tongues. And so we'll be here at sundown tonight, the feast of the spring feast, the holy days will be over. Just think, at tonight at sundown, they'll be over again for 2019, the 21st century, spring feast will be over again. We'll be on our way to the fall feast, and time will start going backwards this time. Time gets less now. So that's tonight at sundown. So one more time in the 21st century, we do proclaim happy Feast of Weeks, Hag Shavuot, happy Feast of Harvest, Hag Hakatzir, and happy 50th day, Pentecost. We did it. I want to thank everyone for joining us as we join Yeshua. And may the Holy Spirit be upon everyone here. And may God touch you today and heal you and encourage you in Yeshua's name. And may God bless the rest of this day in Yeshua's name. And I thank you for being here. May God always be with us in our lives. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. So I'll stop here. And I will stop the audio. Shabbat Shalom.